going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can take us with you on that Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this cloudy, I had to look up behind us here, cloudy Saturday morning, 26th day of April. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody doing the right thing out there in Palmetto.
Out in Palmetto.
All
the way down 85.
Yes, sir. Good to see you, Mr. Crenshaw.
How you doing, man? Doing good?
I got a nice smile this morning.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yes, indeed you do.
We will talk about that at some point and pay a little tribute to my pops. But, man, this has been one of the strangest weeks, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And as we watch sports, that I've seen in a while. Just this whole week of events for me has been interesting. I will remember the third week in April 2025 for a minute. I'm okay. It's just one of those where there was a lot of things happening that made you turn your head and make a Scooby-Doo noise.
Of course. A lot of stuff.
How about yourself?
A lot of stuff around here.
I'll tell you something, and it happens this way every year.
Mm-hmm.
We're not complaining about the pollen as much now. Since we get to the end, you notice that? It just kind of fades away.
Yeah,
we've had some rainy days. That obviously makes it a little easier to deal with. But we're not having the pollen situation. Yeah,
because we're getting ready to have that heat and humidity.
Yeah, that's
what it's getting
that's
ready
around
for.
The corner.
We're about a week or two away from that stuff where you walk out the door and your clothes cling to you. And it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
And there's some of us that don't want clothes clinging to us.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
All right, so we are obviously going to pace ourselves. This is one of those weeks where we are sort of not at the tail end, but, you know, a lot of this stuff has been chewed up when we talk about the draft and the players that have been taken and the players that haven't been taken.
Yep.
We're going to focus on local and what the Falcons did and also open up the lines for you guys. So we are going to devote an entire segment coming up in the 8 o'clock. Actually, you can call anytime you want, to be honest with you.
Really? Yeah. 404-726-0929. Anything you want to sound off on what the Falcons have done or just the draft in general.
Right.
We're going to let you do that this morning.
But there's going to be a couple times where we give you an opportunity. If you didn't hear the two draft picks, actually all three, the deal we get with Xavier,
mm-hmm.
We got some sound from him. But we are going to play their interviews with Dukes and Bell.
Okay.
In case you haven't had a
chance to
hear them.
Spend some time with them yesterday.
So we're going to play that coming up during the show. Let's not just hang our head on the draft either, because our Braves are playing pretty good.
How about that, huh?
They went out to Arizona, you know, I'm just saying. But right
turned
now.
Around, the bats are going, you know, everybody's hitting. Austin Riley's hitting. Chris Sale pitched like Chris Sale last night. And they get the win out at Arizona. Great way to start this Western Road swing to get
it's wins
weird,
though. There. They've been, you know, hanging out on the West Coast. It's the scheduling.
Yeah.
How do we got to pay everybody? It's
like,
all messed
it's
up.
Like they're getting the West Coast stuff
out of the way
early, right?
That's, you know, all right.
Yeah. Like everybody, they haven't gotten the Giants. I think the one team they haven't gotten so far won't get.
So we have that going on in a minute. We'll get to the various elements of our show, along with the Braves. Also talk about what's going on with the NBA playoffs. But I want to do this and throw some flowers at Mr. Crenshaw here, because coming up at 8 o'clock, we are going to have back on our show. We had him on, what was it, about a month ago?
About a month
ago. And this is all on you. I want to thank you. Our audience wants to thank you, because we didn't know this. Unless you follow high school basketball, or high school sports, you didn't know about this story or had somebody who went to Campbell High School. You may not have known about it. But because you brought this to light, and then you got a hold of the coaches, and they came on, Coach James Gwynn mm-hmm. and Coach Randy McClure, we had them on the show about a month ago, talking about why they were let go by Campbell High School. Been there for 150 years.
They ain't been there that long.
Okay, but they are part of the fabric of Campbell High School.
And that community. And the
Thank
community,
you, that's
right?
it. Yeah. And that's a perfect way to put it, because the community spoke up.
Absolutely.
The community spoke up. But I would like to think that what we did because of your efforts had a little bit to do with it, because I think a lot of people heard that story for the first time when they came on our show. I say all this to say that if you didn't hear the news, they got their jobs back last week.
Got reinstated.
Superintendent stepped up
yep.
and made sure that these guys got a contract, and they are back at Campbell School. I was laying in bed. Jesse was poking me in the you-know-what, right? And I was watching Good Day Atlanta, and these guys came on, and they talked about how they were reinstated. I called you up. I said, hey, man, turn on Good Day. You got to see what's going on. Our guys got their jobs back. So we couldn't be more over the moon happy, like a lot of people are, and so we're going to have them on the show today.
Yep.
So coming back at
top
8
of the hour, 8 o'clock, they're going to come back.
They will join us. Coaches James Gwynn, boys coach, who by the way went 15-11 last year,
mm-hmm.
and then Randy McClure, the girls coach, 23-5.
Yeah.
Say that again. 23-5, yeah. And you lose your job.
How does that happen?
How you get fired on your day off? That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
that kind
man.
Of record.
No.
Right? So anyway, maybe 2 Chainz made a call, because right, Randy knows, he knows 2
right?
Chainz, right?
He does. He does. They do know, he does know. Coach Gwynn coached him down at North Clayton High School.
All right. So this is what we have coming up the show. You got us from 7 until 10 o'clock tonight. Join John Fricke's going to come on afterwards, and boy, is he going to do a deep dive into what's going on with the draft and other things. But we're going to have a radio replay right now. We want to thank Noel. We're getting this together. We're going to do it coming up at 20. But
we're going to hear them. But get your thoughts about seeing the draft in Green Bay, because last Sunday we were talking about why are they going to have it in Green Bay, and what else are people going to do in Green Bay? And it seems like Green Bay has put on a great show.
Thank you. And like I said, you made me, a Bears fan, have to tout the attributes of Green Bay.
That's amazing how they came out there and messed with the Bears before the first
pick. Oh, yeah,
pick.
They did.
That's the first, Matthews comes out
Can
there.
Can I
the first
say
thing.
Something, though? I got to say this.
They have to do it. They have to do it.
You know, we see this every once in a while in sports. And the other side of this is when Sam Weich has to come out years ago and yell at the fans in Cincinnati and say what he said about them. Quit acting a fool. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
Right.
That's the wrong way to do it. She's clapping back there. But what we have seen throughout the years, and I'm going to pick a couple big rivalries, Yankees and Red Sox. When Derek Jeter retired and played his last game at Fenway, them dudes stood up and clapped for him. I think Joe Torre took him out of the game after he had a hit, and he got a chance to walk off the field in Fenway. And the people in Fenway gave him not just a big hand, but they started doing that, Derek Jeter. They started doing it.
Because he's going away.
Exactly. But, you know, for another reason. But they paid him respect.
Well, yeah.
I say this because
I think the folks in New York at Shea kind of did the same thing with Chipper. I think they kind of did, you know. Because
okay,
right,
he you know torched
what
I mean? Him. Right, he got his MVP because of the Mets.
Right, you
but
know.
What happened at the draft, first round, I brought goosebumps all over me. And I'm thinking about it, I'm getting goosebumps again. Commissioner came out to address the now, every time he came out, they booed Goodell, right?
He's starting to get the Gary Bettman treatment.
So he gets booed, and then he adds salt on it, because then he's got to announce that the Bears are on the clock in Green Bay. So they start booing even louder. But what he did next was, and I don't even know what word to use, he then took a moment to acknowledge the passing of Steve McMichael. and what he meant to Chicago, what he meant to the NFL, blah, blah, blah. And the crowd just cut it. And they stopped the booing, and they let Goodell say what he had to say. They let the tribute and the pictures that were up be played, and they showed respect. And the second that dude talked about whoever was coming out to announce the pick, they started booing again. Right? It was immediate the second, but they took that time to pay respect. And I thought to myself, see, this is what a rivalry should be. Y'all, we can hate each other, you know, as long as we're not lobbing crazy things in everybody's backyard. And the Charles Martins of the teams are gone. Remember that Charles Martin who played for the Packers had that hit list on his towel. But that was something that moved me. But we're going to talk a lot about the draft. We're going to talk a lot about the Falcons picked in that draft. But
they got a bulldog.
They do. And I thought of you immediately.
You know what I mean?
I thought of you immediately because I went, Sam can't be happier, man. Not just that they addressed a need, but they kept somebody in state.
Yep. You know, absolutely. And Jalen Walker couldn't be happier. You know, of course, a big hit with the Falcons fan base. Anyone who went down and joined in with the Falcons, of course, you know, we had our broadcast there, and of course, we've had the very best coverage here on 92.9 The Game of the draft.
Period.
Before it started, absolutely. But the people were there for it. It was an exciting time and very, very popular response to Jalen Walker being selected. Very popular pick. But also, you got to talk about what the team did as far as rolling the dice. And you're going to give Terry Fontenot no credit. If you don't like something he did, you're going to throw rocks at him. You got to give him credit for what he did and making the trade to get a second first round pick. And getting James Pierce out of Tennessee in the 26th pick, still in the first round, remarkable stuff. Clearly, the Falcons to me were the winners of the first night of the NFL draft, getting popular players selected, but also you know meeting a need for this team. So I think it was great stuff.
All right, again, we got the radio replay coming up. We're going to do all kinds of we're going to have all kinds of opinions about the draft. But let's do our story of the week. If we could.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
You know, we talked about, I mentioned Steve McMichael in the passing of Mongo and how he was acknowledged during the draft, but also another voice from the from sports and who I think called the first NFL game for ESPN, lost Mike Patrick. This past week.
Yeah.
So, bless them both. And, and you know, the thing is, when you say it out loud like that, and those two, you kind of cringe because you know, as they say, they go in threes. And you wonder who's going to be.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for my story of the week?
Go ahead.
I had two.
Uh-oh.
I had to throw one overboard. But listen, I struggled with it. I saw something, and I don't know how old this is, but I was looking at the playoffs. And it was one of those times where the inside NBA guys were there, Chuck and Ernie and Kenny and Shaq and them. And Ernie Johnson, in full wardrobe, did a scene from Hamilton. I'm talking from the wigs they used to wear?
The powder.
He did the whole, apparently he is a Hamilton nut. He's had the guys, Lin-Manuel, whatever his name is, come on the show. They're big fans of Ernie and Chuck and those guys. But Ernie is a over-the-moon Hamilton fan. Knew all the words. Like, people know lyrics to songs.
Yeah, right.
He knows the lyrics and got up and did it. And, I mean, they had the whole setup.
Yeah.
That was cool. If you haven't seen it, Ernie Johnson doing Hamilton. That surprised me. But all I'm going to say is my story of the week, and I'm going to let y'all go and YouTube it, Monique. And I'm going to leave it at that. Just go Google Monique, and she will be acting like somebody's auntie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say, because I want to go deeper into that. But Monique made me laugh out loud for the first time. And she did what a lot of people wish they had the opportunity to do in talking to someone. Because I don't want to mention the other person's name, because then that'll bring up the whole thing.
Yeah,
but just go Google.
Well, I got, you know what?
Monique giving advice. That's how you should.
I really don't have a story, but I will go back to the guys over at Turner doing NBA. And the fact that also somebody else stood up this week because they had to go. And they were in the middle of the broadcast. And Shaq gets up. Shaq gets up and just like the deacon who got to go out of church, put the one finger up. Shaq put the one finger up and just said, y'all keep on talking. Y'all keep on talking.
had to go, right?
And they had so much fun with him. They had so much fun with him. And Ernie made, not just the fact that he got up and walked up, but how he was walking. You know, it's just, you know, he had to go.
How does that happen? They take a commercial break at least every 10 minutes.
I don't know. Maybe this one wasn't coming fast enough. Shaq had to go.
Well,
you know, if nothing, you know what, the way Shaq goes, he'll be endorsing something.
Oh, because of that, right?
You know what I mean? Why does it just work like that for him, right?
I'm trying to think of that problem.
You're right. You know, he doesn't mind making fun of himself, and he really doesn't. To me, that's one of the things that endears him to people and why he's always getting opportunities to endorse things. He doesn't mind the joke being on him, and he rides it all the way to the bank. Why should this be another opportunity, right?
By the way, I'm a fan of that new Goodyear commercial. You seen it? You got to see the new Goodyear commercial.
Okay.
They got a new marketing team.
Okay.
They got somebody in there. I mean, when Goodyear's playing still DRE, then you know they got a new marketing team. Okay. And it's a cool commercial, too. They start off with a little clip from Back to the Future. When you see this thing hit 88 miles an hour, you're going to see some blah, 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 right? And then it goes into this new commercial. But then when the music kicks in, it's cool. So y'all need to check this out. All right. We are going to start talking and giving our opinions and letting you at 404-726-0929 give us your opinions about the NFL draft. Falcons, number 15, took Jalen Walker. He came and joined Dukes and Bell after the draft. And if you did not hear him speak with us, you will hear it next. Stick around. Sam and Greg getting started on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Danny Serafini in Chicago on the Loop. WLUP, Chicago. That was for a few people out there who would get that reference. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9, the game. What a week. And we are just going to pace ourselves for the show. We got a lot of draft talk. We want to hear from you folks. 404-726-0929. A lot of thoughts, not just on what the Falcons did, not just on the overall draft, but on you-know-who who's still without a team, Mr. Sanders.
Yeah.
And that whole circus surrounding
the
that.
The reason why and whatnot, and we will get into that as we go along here.
Yes. So, as before you hear from, if you didn't yesterday, Jaylen Walker. Joined Dukes and Bell, your thoughts. We haven't had a chance to do that, and Noelle, when she gets a second, she will join us. But you're sitting there, first round. You know what's coming up, number 15 pick. And
it made me nervous because I'm listening to it. I'm listening to Mike Conte and Wes Durham and Dave Archer.
Who did a fabulous job, of course.
I'm listening to them, and the Falcons are on the clock. And the clock is when it says, you know, folks, it's 2 minutes left. You don't know, folks, we only got a minute left. We don't, folks. And I'm like, what in the ham sandwich are we waiting on, man? You know, are we making a deal or what? And so I'm sitting there, I'm watching on one side. I got a screen, I'm watching it on TV, but I'm listening to them. And they're like, you know, trying to figure out what they're doing, if they're going to trade this pick to move down or whatnot.
Right.
And all the time ran out, and they make the pick, and they get somebody who I think makes everybody happy because of where he went to school, and that he also is what the team needs. He's versatile. He can do a lot of different things, but main thing you want him to do is get to the quarterback.
Jaylen Walker, you can call him a linebacker, you can call him an edge rusher, but it was a need that was needed. And a lot of people, I'm telling you, they were probably ready to jump out their seats. And as you said, the delay of that. Because you know what was hanging over every Falcons pick? You wondered if you were going to hear that do-do-do-do-do or whatever. And then a trade has been made. And then you hear about Kirk Cousins going someplace, right?
Right.
So you kept waiting for that to happen. It didn't happen. At least it hasn't happened yet. But, I'm cool with that. Noelle, if you get a second. Oh, she's still working on something. All right. So she's going to join us, give us her thoughts. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you hear Jaylen Walker. He joined Dukes and Bell yesterday, who were broadcasting up there at Flowery Branch. And then later on in the show, we're going to let you hear from James Pierce Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hear some sound from Xavier Watts, too. He didn't sit down yet with us, but we got some sound from him. So, we have our lovely producer who is going to give us her introduction before she gives us her thoughts.
Good morning.
There it is. There it is now.
There you go.
This is what we're talking about.
There we go. Good morning. All right.
So you were saying, I'm sorry, we had some things going on in here. Your thoughts on when you saw that pick?
I was with Sam. Me and my sister were watching, and it was like 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes. And I think what happened there was, and if you hear some of the things that, you know, the draftees said and some of the things that was coming from Raheem and from Terry, it sounds like they didn't expect Jaylen to be there at all. And so their mind was already fixated on James Pierce Jr. So then it left them with a debacle of, well, which one do we pick? Because my sister was like, everybody they want is on the board. And I was like, yeah, I think that's the problem right now.
Yeah.
It's like, which one do I go for? And so I love that they decided to just go best player available on the board since he was still there. And then, according to Terry, like, they immediately got back on the phones when they got off the phone with Jaylen to try to move back up. So it seems like this is exactly what they wanted to do, and it worked out perfectly for them. And I'm ecstatic. I love it.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Defense.
Again, a lot of people can't say nothing now. They got to keep them because they have addressed a need. Now, what happens with him next, we'll wait and see.
Right.
But a lot of people feel like the two picks, especially, you know, the fact that they came from the SEC too. And you got that little thing hanging out, you know, Tennessee and Georgia. You know, that's going to be fun to talk about, too, moving forward.
Yeah, but yeah.
We got all that. You throw it in a blender. You got to be happy with these first two picks. So, again, throughout the show, we're going to let you hear from the guys, and we're going to start right now. Again, yesterday, joining Dukes and Bell, the Falcons, number one pick, Mr. Jaylen Walker, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We told you he was coming. He's coming. And he's here.
He's on Lombardi time, Carl. He's early.
Hey, man. He played at Georgia. You know, he's got to be early for the meetings, bro.
Right, right.
Jalen Walker is here. First and foremost, man, congratulations, brother. Congrats. We are happy that you're here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
As a Falcon,
yes,
last night it was funny because everybody's seen the call now when they called you and you were like, I'm at the crib.
Yeah.
In Salisbury. What was it like, man? I mean, honestly, just take us through that last night and getting that call. Did you have any idea it was going to be us?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, watching the clock. When I seen the Falcons on the clock, I'm seeing it. And, you know, for the earlier picks, they were like, oh, as soon as that pick happened, like as soon as the next pick, the pick was in. And then I was looking and saw the clock winding down. It was like 3 minutes left. I'm like, man, what's going on, man? And looked down again and my phone's ringing. And I'm like, man, there we go. Like, here we go. Let's go. So it was just a great opportunity.
Man, as we said, not to sound like little kids, man, we sound like fanboys already, Carl. We were so excited because, number one, we wanted the Bulldogs. We wanted somebody from Kirby's machine, what he's developed. Talk about what you learned at UGA.
Man, I learned a lot. You know, being there for those 3 years, you develop as a player and as a young man as well. And those guys in that program there, they're running it really well, and I appreciate all they did.
So one of the things I've talked about with you, specifically leading up to the draft, Jalen, is I said, man, his size, I don't know. And then everybody I'm talking to around the league and everybody that scouted you is like, it don't matter. And then you look at, he's shaking his head. And then you turn on the tape,
right,
and you're taking on these big tackles. You're holding guys off. You're setting the edge. But is this something that you always seemingly hear, or is this something that you know, when we talk about, oh, he's not the prototypical this, that, or the other,
right,
but you're a playmaker.
Most definitely. And I hear it, but, you know, it goes in and out the other year because I know the player and what I have in me, that dog. So it is what it is.
We know a lot of guys, and we always hear the phrase coach's son, you know, and your dad coached. I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, when I played Little League, my dad was really mean to me. He liked the other kids better. How much of a factor was what your dad taught you coming on up?
Right. My dad was actually, he was a college coach, so I really didn't get into his realm. But him being there for me, he was actually a dad first before he was a coach. So I appreciate that and everything he did for me.
Yeah, it's a part of your story as we're talking with Jalen Walker. Last night, our first pick in the first round, 15th overall, guys, here at the branch today. It's Dukes and Bell. As we talk about your relationship with Ra and certainly Terry Fontenot, Terry has said at your pro day, y'all spoke like, you know, you were sitting there for an hour or so.
Right.
What were the conversations? Was he just talking about life? Was he talking football with you?
Man, we were talking about life, catching up, football, everything. I mean, it was a great opportunity to just pick his brain because he's smart as it comes. Sitting there and getting to know him, and I met his son as well. You know, being there with him and talking with him right there in the indoor was great. You know, just getting able to pick his brain.
What was that combine experience like? Because we hear about the interviews and you feel like a piece of meat in there. How strange was that?
It wasn't as strange as people made it seem. It was just about meetings and football. I enjoyed it because
okay,
you're sitting there talking about football all day. And it was easy for me.
You like breaking down film?
Yeah. It was really good, you know, watching my plays and watching what happened in the season. I can recall what was going on. It was great.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about that Texas game, but I guess we have to. you dominated that offensive line, man. Y'all did a hell of a job in Austin, and obviously in the SEC championship game. And then, you know, last night I'm watching the draft, and I see the New Orleans Saints take Calvin Banks. Stop it. And I'm like, oh, Banks is going to the Saints.
Well, this is very fortuitous.
Yes, and then I see, oh, we get Jalen Walker, and Jalen had his day against Banks. Man, talk about those games, because those were big games for you guys this year. But, you know, everybody going into those games was saying, oh, they're offensive line, and I was laughing after the game because Kirby's like, what? You guys got after it.
Right. Yeah, we just had a great game plan for the week, and, you know, we executed well. We knew where Quinn wanted to escape. We knew what the pros were to certain tackles and guards. We knew the cons to those tackles and those guards, and we just used it to our advantage.
That game was something. We could talk about that game because it was like, man, you guys get them off the field, and you're back on the field. So you had to do it. Obviously, a little bit different when you had them at your house. By the way, we get a guy going into that Falcons locker room who knows his way around Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
It's like a home away from home for you.
We call it our home, our home stadium. Being there at Georgia, it's great being in the Benz. It's a different environment. It's just a different feeling that I get going into the game.
Did Arthur send Falcon 1 to pick you up? Did you get the plane?
I did get the jet.
My man.
They sent the jet.
Yeah, because we heard you like, send it.
Send it. Hey, I told him to send it, and they sent it, man. It was crazy. Yeah, he's got it going on with that jet.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a little 17-seater.
Shrimp cocktail?
Nah, some good food, okay, snacks, okay. Anything you needed. So it was pretty good.
Jalen Walker joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Guys, we're chopping it up with our first round pick. Look, you maybe feel it. I hope you do. But the excitement is real, bro, about you guys getting picked, talking about James as well, and sure. Then, you know, what we feel like our team has lacked. You feel any pressure? And I say this because you played at Georgia, but coming here and saying, hey, I'm not going to say you're a savior, but people feel like, oh, you're going to help us go to the next level. Right. Do you feel that?
I feel no pressure. I just feel like it's another day and it's another opportunity for me to come in and, you know, and keep playing football and support the locker room and support the program.
We always hear guys when they ask the question, hey, would you like to be a Falcon? Or I'm just happy to be in the league. Was the Falcons on a short list because of the proximity playing at Athens?
Man, I had no choice of team. It didn't matter. It was just the opportunity. Right. If anybody had called that phone, I would have picked up and I would have been excited for anybody.
We've talked about Coach Raheem Morris and having a tremendous rep around the league. What do you know about him and what do you think so far?
I love that guy. Right. I love that guy. The meetings that we had prior, it was great. His energy that he brings, his vision that he brings, his work ethic that he wants to bring and all his morals that he wants to do for the program is great. And, of course, my relationship with him is great, and we got to celebrate that today with him, and I'm glad I'm here.
We're glad you're here. Former teammates, current teammates were all commenting on social media.
Right.
Like, dude, really? Jalen dropped a fit. Like, were you surprised at how this thing played out last night? As you watched, did you feel like you feel slighted at all that you didn't go earlier? Like, how does that go for you?
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, it's a great opportunity for me to be here. But, you know, there's no discredit for all the people that got picked in front of me because those are tremendous athletes as well, and I played against them, and I played we'll play against them in the future as well, you know, and much power to all those teams that picked their players and their program decided to go another way, but I'm glad we made the right decision here in Atlanta to bring me in.
Hey guys, Jalen Walker's with us live inside the Ticketmaster Studios, Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to James Pierce Jr. coming up later this hour. Speaking of big edge rushers, you talked to Mykael Williams?
I did. Yeah, I just talked to him maybe about 5 minutes ago. I sent him a text. He's in San Francisco right now.
Wow. Same thing, just juiced.
Man, juiced, man. He's excited. He was telling me about all about it last night.
We talk about, you know, your journey. We talk your dad being a coach, and everyone just kind of takes for granted. Everybody who's listening right now, their dream would be where you were last night getting that phone call. Talk about the journey, the hard work, all the things you did to get there.
Long time coming. Full of hard work. Me and my dad talk about it all the time. You got to work. Somebody got to work. You got to work hard doing it. You know, being at Georgia, my time there, you have to work hard to succeed in life.
Is that why you chose Georgia? Because you knew what was coming with Kirby?
Chose hard. Coach Smart says choose hard. If you want to come to University of Georgia, you choose hard. And once you do it, you're going to be successful because you see the program and you see the history that they have with draft picks and just players in general.
Yeah. And it's funny because – you know, people will say, you guys get to the pros and y'all don't know about walkthroughs. Because everything's full speed.
Right.
Walkthrough, what is that?
Yeah, I've heard those stories. Look, guys like, hey, man, like, relax. Relax. I'm like, hey, you're not at Georgia anymore. But, I mean, I enjoy it. It's just what I'm so used to.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
It's just in me. And that's going to be – that's anybody else who's at Georgia as well.
Yeah, the practices, you know, sometimes we're harder than the games, right? I mean, seriously.
100% time.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We practice hard just so when we get to that game, it's not what you think it is. It's going to be a lot easier and it's going to be a lot smoother than you think.
Let me ask you this real quick, because I know you have a relationship with Micah Parsons. Both you guys, Adidas, right? Is
correct.
That right? Big shout out to David Mulligata, too, UT. Got to do it, bro. Got to do it. But that's the agent for these guys.
Man, I want to shout out Trey Smith, UGA.
No doubt. No doubt.
UGA.
No doubt.
You go.
Good
yes,
call.
Sir.
But I want to ask you about that relationship with Micah, because what kind of effect has he had on you?
Right.
And if I said to you, Jalen, we're talking to you in 3 years, Does your game resemble, you know, what Micah does on the field? Do you feel like that's the kind of player you can be? I'm not saying you're Micah, but correct, obviously the things that he does.
Most definitely. I feel like Micah has a motor like myself, and he's a baller. And he's a guy that I take pieces from his game to apply to mine. And I appreciate him just being that older brother and that mentor for me.
One of the things we talked about with Jalen is – the leadership thing. And it's not like you come here to the Falcons, you come in here at the first day of OTAs. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Jalen Walker. Right. Leadership is earned, but it's a role that you did embrace at Georgia.
Yes, it's all about respect and the opportunity, you know, getting into the locker room and getting to learn these guys and getting to know these guys. That's how it starts. It's about the relationship. And once you build that relationship, you build trust. And after you build the trust, you build that mutual respect of being that leader.
Jalen, we're excited, man.
Man, I appreciate it.
Rise up.
Rise up. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It is the 26th day of April. I want to thank you guys again for letting me and Sam be a part of your weekend mornings. It's a couple days after. Usually we say the day after, but it's a couple days after, and people are still talking about the draft. You just heard from the Falcons' first draft pick, Jalen Walker. You are going to hear from James Pierce Jr. later on in the show, and some sound from Xavier Watts.
Yeah.
Safety, we got a little deal. We call it folks in Philly. Since they snatched all the Georgia players a few years ago, I figured we'd go get one of theirs.
We
right?
get a draft pick, right?
So
Nagurski Award winner. Yeah, I mean, Bronco Nagurski Award winner, very prestigious award, defensive player out of Notre Dame. So, yeah, he's a great one.
What did you take away from that, from hearing Jalen on with Dukes and Bell?
Just that he's thrilled to be here. And the building he's going to get to play in, he fits it like a glove. He talks about the Benz and how it was in it. His place that Georgia's played and enjoyed a great home field advantage. So he should feel very comfortable walking into the locker room over there and getting set to play for this team. I think he's excited with the possibilities. He knows that this team needs what he brings. And, you know, he saw what they did last season offensively, and they were right there, right, you know, close to making the playoffs. He feels like he's ready to come and bring what this team needs. And that's exciting for everybody.
I want to ride on that jet. That's what I took away from it. Was it Falcon 1?
It's nice.
I want to take – we can take a small trip, you know, go like – just go down to Jacksonville or something.
Okay.
You know, or New Orleans. A quick flight. That's what I took away from it.
Extra quick.
Yeah, extra quick. All right, again, we're going to hear more from the Falcons draft picks later on in the show. We're going to talk more about the other stories surrounding the draft. But let's talk about this this Hawks team and the move they made this past week. You know, Noel had lots of opinions, and if you don't listen to Sam and Greg on a regular basis, our producer has very, very strong opinions about anything Atlanta, professional sports-wise, and some of these colleges. Y'all better watch out. But when it comes to the Hawks, that's something special. And as we were talking about this last week and what these guys do, and is this a free agent destination, and will they do the right thing and get some pieces around Trey? By the way, I feel justified because
– why is that?
I had threw an absurd comment, or I repeated an absurd comment to many that I had heard during this playoff season. And people are saying it a little bit louder now. And that is, if Giannis does not get himself a chip or at least get to the finals this year with Milwaukee, and they look like they're on their way out, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But they are talking about him not renewing. They got all kinds of financial issues going on up there. I know they just re-signed one of their executives, but maybe that was a way to say, hey, Giannis, no, we're going to spend the money here in Milwaukee, and we would like you to, again, consider staying here. Let's re-sign you and blah, blah, blah. But I had heard that if they don't get it done this year, Damian Lillard or not,
yeah,
he may go someplace. And I just, again, pie in the sky, let's aim for the corner office.
Why not, right?
Why not? Why not us? Right? Why not us? So we will see. And there was no.
My thing is, though, we fired the GM, and was the GM really the problem? And I think that's the thing that people have mulled over all this week. You know, is he just being the scapegoat here? You know, you let Landry Fields go. And, you know, he did some good things. I mean, I think about the Dyson Daniels deal. To bring that guy in, I think it was like remarkable.
Did he just hit number two? He came in second this year for defensive player of the
defensive
year?
Player, defensive player.
Yeah, he was
number
defensive
two.
Player of the year runner-up.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Nice.
So, I mean that was a great piece.
Yeah.
And it really made the backcourt stronger. I mean, you know, to help out Trey defensively in the backcourt, I thought that was an excellent move.
Yeah, but I think the question is, Sam, is and John Fricke brings this up often. Shout out to John Fricke, who'll be on after us at 10, is that the Hawks don't talk to us. So I think the real thing is we don't really know who in the front office made those decisions. And I think the initial thought was, why is Landry gone if he made these decisions? And that was my thought, too. And then my next thought was, or did he? So because they brought in the person that they turned the keys over to right now, the general manager, Osai, I can't think of his last name, from the Warriors.
Help me out, Sayla?
Yes.
Sayla.
Mm-hmm. From the Warriors. They brought him in under the radar kind of in the offseason, and then we saw stuff kind of moving and happening or whatever. And I'm not saying it was him. I'm saying that's what makes it all convoluted, right? Like, that's
right.
why you can't pinpoint who did what, when, where, or why. But I do think this was done to give the air of, we want to compete.
Right.
So we're going to, you know, move this person, and we're going to try to go get this person and do this and do that. And I think that's for, you know, their players and potential players as much as it is for the people that buy the tickets, right? Like, we're trying to improve, and the play-in is not good enough, and we hear you, and we're tired of the Hawks Invitational. And, like, to me, those are the signals that they're trying to send to the city.
Well, I think that's the main thing you got to do, but you know, you talk about the signals they send to the city, but also the signals they send to potential free agents.
Right.
The league, that's right.
Right.
You know what I mean? They want to know what's going on down here. They want to know what direction we're going to get, what commitments are being made to it. And I think it's a matter of trust. You see, we're going to pay them. Well, yeah, you're going to pay them. They're going to get paid wherever they go.
Right.
But the trust factor, I think. And I don't think there was a lot of trust in what's being on in the process here in Atlanta. And so that's the one thing you got to resolve. You got to make this move. Obviously, before you bring any player in, you got to get the right person in your front office, whoever it's going to be. I'm seeing Elton Brand's name mentioned.
I've heard Elton Brand.
Because of the connection through Duke,
mm-hmm.
you know, with Grant Hill and also with Quinn Snyder.
I was just going to throw this out here. As we sit here and speculate on why this happened or why this didn't happen, do you guys you feel confident in saying that there are a handful of very, very good, maybe a few great players that want to play with Trey? Were their contracts coming up? That's my question, because when we talk about a free agent destination, my question to you is, because we've had our ups and downs in talking about Trey, right?
Right.
And now this, where he's at right now, is an infinitely more mature Trey Young than what we talked about in the last few years.
Right.
Baby, family, and all that sort of stuff. But his play on the court, he doesn't seem the way he used to. I won't put a tag on it, but he's a different type of point guard right now. Is that fair?
Right.
And my question to you is, do you feel confident in knowing there's a bunch of players that probably want to play with Trey?
I think that's your greatest selling point. If you're trying to come in here and bring in somebody that honestly could supplant Trey as the number one scorer, which is probably what this team needs, then that's your biggest selling point. Like, I think the question is, do players want to play with Trey more than they have questions about what's going on with the Hawks?
Oh, so are you trying to say that you would like to see somebody come in and take over as number one scorer? Because let's stay on this little fantasy land conversation we're having. Let's say it was Giannis. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want him coming in being that person, because that's what he was in Milwaukee, and they know how to focus on that and contain him. My thing is, maybe it's not going to a person at his level, but there's a couple guys just below Giannis that coming in to get, like, I'm just trying to think of an example out there. Because you know what? The key moves that happened during this season, they kind of blew up in the faces of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Dallas didn't get AD, and then Kyrie going down.
Right.
So we don't get to see that triangle.
That was just nonsensical.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was just.
And then we got what's going on with Jimmy Butler now. He's going to be out. with Golden State because he fell, and we don't. And who was it? Jaylen Brown. He came down hard with Boston the other day.
Tatum, wasn't it?
Jason Tatum. No, he's back.
Yeah.
But Jaylen took a fall yesterday. Now they finished the game and all that. I'm just watching all this mash unit that's happening with these guys moving around.
It's a long season. It's a long season.
Absolutely.
About guys getting so injured and whatnot.
Point is, there's no guarantees.
But the bottom line is, you do want somebody who's at least going to be in line to probably match what Trey does. It's somebody that's going to give you 18 to 19 to 20 a game. I mean, consistently. Not somebody who's going to show up one night and then don't show up for two or three other games and do that. There's never been that with this team. And that's the other thing. He's got to get somebody who's going to do that consistently night in and night out.
Let's talk about the issue that may be in the room. Whoever this general manager comes in here, are they going to want their own coach? And do we want to – and if that's the case, what you're saying is that present regime can't fix what the issues are, or if you bring somebody in, you're questioning whether or not they can coach that team up. That's how that lands on me. If a move is made, or you stay, you know, you run it back.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Don't run it back. You need to add
as far as the coaching
without subtraction. Oh, yeah. Run it back with the coaching.
I'm talking about the coaching.
Yeah,
you're
going to
get a new GM, and who's going to have his thoughts and his opinions about this team? And what to surround Trey with. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, we have these pieces, but I'm wondering if the coaching staff is the right coaching staff to implement what I want. I mean, that happens all the time when GMs.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 100%. Yeah, they want their guy. My question would be at that point, like, who are you bringing in, especially when it starts to look like everybody is buying into Quinn Snyder's system? Like, that's what I would take into account. Like, I don't know if you really want to blow that up and start all over again with the new coach. Maybe you do. We've seen a lot of that this year too, right?
Yep,
like teams just deciding out of the blue, it seems like, you know what? Nope, new direction. So that very well could happen in a basketball landscape before a team that's been trying to get their footing by putting together a complete roster and trying to find a playing style that works. I don't know if it's worth ripping it all up, trying to put it back together again.
Well, you got Trey, you got arguably the defensive player of the year. You keep a certain nucleus with these guys.
You got your first round pick from this year who showed you, you know, in certain instances he could step up well. Not a good showing in the two postseason games, but it's the first time he's played in the postseason.
Yeah, that was too much
you know,
pressure on him.
First time postseason games.
You know.
You're hoping Jalen Johnson comes back healthy, and you got Onyeka Okongwu.
That's
you
the worry. But that was your worry come trade deadline.
Yeah.
Somebody come and grab
moved,
him.
Yeah.
And if things are going to get moved around, you know, that's going to be the first piece that they try and move to get some, you know, some other players.
I hope
in
not
here.
Though, because he's such a Swiss Army knife piece that you can use, like as a small ball center, as a four. That three ball is coming on, just like I knew it would. I don't know. I don't think he's worth moving for what you would get in return. But you know, it just. But like we said, it's new general manager coming in. It's a new day. We all have to figure out what this new regime would potentially want.
Well, clearly the needs for this team are size and scoring. They need scoring, and they need some muscle, some more inside, because the way Orlando pushed them around, you know what I mean?
So I want to mention that, too, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
You saw what Orlando could do last night.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, that's another reason why this team has to get a little bigger and more aggressive and tougher, because – if they can drag you into their muddy, nasty, grimy game, which is what happened last night, I mean, you went into the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left with a score like 74 to 83 or something like that. I was like, oh, this is an Orlando Magic game to the T.
Yep.
They brought you down to their level, and they're beating you up. They're making you play that half-court offense that really nobody in the NBA likes to play. They're not letting you, you know, run out and do all the things that y'all like to do. The threes clearly are not falling. And they're making you pay for it. So that's an interesting matchup, and it just shows why the Hawks got to get bigger, because you got to go through them to even get in the playoffs.
Well, I got one thing to say about all the teams in the playoffs remaining. They are about to get a dose of something. I am watching on the NBA level a Saquon Barkley-like rebirth. And Kawhi Leonard is reminding people.
Listen.
He is reminding people. Y'all forgot about me in San Antonio. Oh, when I was living in Canada and what I did.
No, it was was going to come back and not be injured. We ain't forgot.
No,
it seemed like every time you show up.
A lot of people forgot, and they're getting a dose of it right now.
Listen.
Am I right? You got a problem with Clippers. Okay.
No, I don't. No, I'm saying Kawhi is out there doing he's being that
crazy
Kawhi that you think about when you think of like top level the claw Kawhi. Like that's what he's looking like right now.
And
the claw.
He's talking more post game than he does in his commercials. He getting paid for them. I'm enjoying
Take
this.
Take that Gatorade off the table.
Yeah, really. How about that, right?
We got a special story we're going to revisit coming up top of the hour here. A couple coaches got their jobs back. Campbell High School, we had the pleasure of having them on a month ago talking about their situation when they were out of a job, and now they have been reinstated. For those who don't know, we're going to give a quick recap of what happened and then be visited by the coaches. Coach James Gwynn and Coach Randy McClure will be joining us from Campbell High School. Up next, it is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.